Hey everybody, how's it going? And welcome to another edition of the Redheaded Beer Guy Podcast. Very happy to be back here behind the mic. You know, this was my I had my first podcast. I think it was a few weeks ago. You know, still trying to tweak how I'm recording and how I'm putting it out there on the hosting pages. But I hope you guys are all enjoying it. I hope you guys will follow me and joining the Patreon page as well to get these podcasts a few days earlier than the rest of the world, because the entire world listens to my podcast. So before we get started off today, I want to give a big shout out to the amazing sponsors that helped me out, both with the video reviews I do on Facebook and also the reviews that I do on the podcast as well. They're, you know, they're helping out. They're supplying me with either new equipment that I need or funds to buy new equipment. So that's always very, very helpful. So number one, Old Bootlegger. You can definitely see me there often enough. I won't say it's my second home, but it's damn near close to being exactly that. We also have Bass Tack Fishing, which is a very, very awesome outfit here in Bathurst. They know exactly where to go to get you the biggest bass in the Shiloh region. And, you know, bass fishing being on the rise, you know, and on top of being an amazing outfit there, you're not fishing bass from the seaside, you're fishing from a kayak. So that's really taking the experience to the next level. I went out last summer with them, which was an amazing experience. I'm definitely going back with them again this summer. And this winter, yes, they are hibernating for most of the winter, but I'll be out there. They're going to be showing me how to catch some smelts, and I'm very, very excited about that. I'll definitely be out there, so keep an eye on my Facebook page for the video on that. And also we've got Jimline Glassware that's helping me out with some amazing glasses. They hooked me up with a bunch of glasses. So if you're a new brewery or you own a restaurant, you want to work on getting your brand out there, Jimline Glassware, they're the leaders in Atlantic Canada for, you know, getting stuff printed on glasses and growlers and just about anything for distilleries as well. They're doing great, great, great work. I believe, you know, I see them all over the place, so they must be. They're obviously doing a great, great job, so very happy to have them on the show joining us along. And we also have Authentic Ginger Clothing. Big shout-out to these guys here. You know, me being a redhead, obviously their brand definitely resonates with me. You know, it's all about celebrating being a redhead. And, you know, I was lucky enough to not be bullied in school for being a redhead, but it's not definitely the case for everybody. But anyway... let's just celebrate being a redhead. If you know any redheads, or if you are a redhead, or ginger, I should say, head on over to their Facebook page and show them some support, give them some love, a like and a share, and check out their product line. It's very, really cool. They sent me up a couple of things, a hat and a t-shirt, and we just had a contest not that long ago on Instagram. So very cool stuff, very cool company. And we also have this other company that I'm kind of biased about it because it is my wife's little sideline. It's La Vie Belle Aesthetics. You know, she's doing all kinds of great stuff with nails and waxing and all kinds of stuff for the ladies. You know, so if you're a lady listening to this and you want to get some services done, check her out at La Vie Belle on Instagram and Facebook. She's very, very excited about this new journey she's on. It's a nice little side project, and I'm very, very proud of her. And I wish her all the luck, and I hope you guys show her some love. So we are Sunday. This definitely won't be out on a Sunday. It could be out any day anyway, but it won't be out tonight. That's for darn sure. But I want to do a quick little recap on my weekend. If you guys were in the Bathurst area, we had a massive tap takeover over at Old Bootlegger, one of the sponsors, with Cavalcade, which was absolutely really, really nice. I was really surprised at the amount of beer that Cavalcade brought up. They took over 12 taps, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry about all the popping noises. I am looking to getting I used to call them popper stoppers, but I'm sure there's a better name for that. But yeah, they brought up 12 different kegs of beer. They had their East Coast Pirate IPA. They had their Czech Pilsner. The Czech Pilsner they have is absolutely amazing. I cannot wait to have it again. I had a couple of glasses of that last night, which was super awesome. They had their squeezed New England IPA. They had their Soleil d'Été New England Pale Ale, Terre Rouge Amber, Eco Saison Apricot Belgian Stout, Bisson de la Mer, Raspberry Sour, which will be in can sometime in 2020. They are going through some, regulations and whatnot for getting that into cans and on the shelves at AMBL. What else do they have there? There's so many things. It was a great turnout. I'm really happy to see everybody showing up there and showing some support for Cavalcade. And, look forward to many more events as such. I really want to, organize as many tap takeovers as possible and showcase New Brunswick, and beyond as well. It's not only New Brunswick that has great beer. Great beer is evolved throughout the world, and we want to showcase as much as we possibly can. And keep your eyes tuned. So check them out on Facebook and Instagram, Old Bootlegger, and keep your eyes and ears open for the next tap takeover. So it was really great. So before I talk about everything I want to talk about today, I might as well pour that beer I opened up before starting to talk. So today what we'll be drinking, I obviously won't be drinking all of this because it is Sunday and I do have to go to work tomorrow morning. It's the very, very famous in New Brunswick Grim Ross Abbey 4-pack. This came out, I believe, just before Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. It's a 4-pack with an Abbey single, Abbey double, Abbey triple, and Abbey quad. What an amazing 4-pack. Absolutely great stuff. It's definitely not my first time buying it. I've went through the pack two or three times before. I'm going to warn you first, if you don't drink beer a lot, please share with your friends. You're going to do them all in one sitting. If not, you got to spread this out into a few days. Very, very, very strong beer. They're meant to be not drank all for one sitting. Have one beer, enjoy it. The next day, have the other one. Day after that, have the other one. And the day after that, have the quad. They're strong enough beers. Other than the single, you're looking at 5.3% ABV. So it's not that strong. But the rest of them are 7 and up. The quad is 11%. So you don't want to overindulge and, really not really enjoy the beer for everything that's in it. So, but nevertheless, this is an awesome 4-pack that came out. It really, I think it took over Instagram for a few days. It just seemed to be all over the place. And I'm a little bit behind bringing it on the show. I'm still going to review it. They're still out there on the shelves, so they're definitely available for you guys to pick it up. So first off, let's see the Abbey Single, which is the first one on there. First time I bought it, I did it backwards. I started with the quad, and I went down to the single from 4-3-2-1, which wasn't too bad. It was a good way to do it. The second time I did it in one sitting, so I'm advising you from experience, don't do it in one sitting. I did overindulge that night. So let's see the description here for the single. It's also known as Pater's Beer, Father's Beer. Single rarely left the Abbey and was part of the monk's ration as he went about his daily task. Smooth and dry, this straw-colored beer has background notes of coriander and citrus and is above all thirst-quenching and clean. This description is pretty well to the T what to expect in this beer. It's the color is absolutely exactly what they said, straw color. Very thirst-quenching, absolutely. I'm going to take a nice little smell of the aroma here. So you are getting, obviously, those Belgian spices on here. You're getting notes of citrus and coriander in the aroma. Very nice. It's to be expected. So, very awesome stuff. Let's take a sip here. Very nice. Coriander is kind of, it's there. It mixes in really well with the Belgian spices. So definitely a wonderful, wonderful, well-crafted single. Super easy to drink. Obviously, this one here, when you're starting off with this one here, it's nice and light. It just gets you right into the right track of mind to start off your night. And, Grim Ross has been in my glass very, very often. They're a great brewery in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Putting out some really good stuff. I've had them on the show many, many times before. Their porter, the Pugnacious Porter, is definitely one of my favorite porters out there. So very, very nice. Very good stuff. In other news over the weekend, so many things were going on in my hometown in Bathurst and in and around the area. We had a few anniversaries going on. We had an anniversary for Four Rivers Brewing, which was turning two. And we had, I didn't realize the dates were the same dates. So I organized an event on the same day that Four Rivers Brewing were celebrating their second year anniversary. So I do sincerely apologize to Four Rivers for organizing an event on that same date. So hopefully we can still be friends and share a beer. Anyways, I really do apologize. I didn't think this through completely. And so anyway, they've been making some great beer for the past 2 years, and I wish them all the best for many years to come. Very happy to have them in my community. Also, another one celebrating 1 year in business, 1 year brewing, is Houblon Pêcheur out of Maisonnette, or Village de Poirier, I should say. Very happy to have him as a, I'd say like a, I want to say it in English, but anyways, a connaissance, we'll say it in French. You know, he's a great guy to talk to. We share many similar taste in beer, and we have more than likely we got quite a few breweries that are same, and he's brewing some beer with, you know, he brews what he likes to drink. So it really is fun. It's you don't meet a brewer like that very often that really shares your same taste bud styles, I should say, or beer taste or beer preferences. So you know whatever he's gonna be brewing is gonna be really fun, and just, you know, you're going to enjoy it for sure. So on his first year anniversary, he released us, he brewed us a dry stout, a very, very nice dry stout. You can find a review on my Instagram page on that dry stout. So I'm going to take a drink and celebrate happy anniversary to Four Rivers for 2 years and Houblon Pêcheur for 1 year brewing. Happy anniversary. Cheers. I'm pouring these tasting glasses way too deep, and I'm really trying to talk my way through the tasters. So I'm trying to take another drink, and we're gonna move on to the number two, the Abbey Double, and I'm really excited about this. This is definitely not gonna be. I'm gonna have to go to work tomorrow morning, so I can't be drinking all of these. So I might share them with my neighbor. I'll go knock on his door when I'm done recording this, and see if he wants to help me finish off these amazing beer. All right, so we're all done with the Abbey single. Let's move on to the Abbey double. Now, we might as well crack it open right now, and we'll talk about the beer in a second. I hope you guys heard that. If not, the next beer, I'll really bring it up to the mic. It's a beautiful sound when a fresh can gets cracked open. To me, anyway, it's an amazing sound. I love it. It might just be the alcoholic in me, but anyway, it's great. So let's see the description here, and for this one here. Sorry about that. Our original Abbey style beer, Abbey Double, has been evolving Grim Ross winter seasonal, best enjoyed with brown bread by the fire. We're rich and warming, with mahogany hues, this beer balances notes of dark fruit, banana, allspice with toasty malt, and a drying finish. So this one here, it's one of their originals. All these notes are absolutely wonderful. They had it out last year, so if you were in New Brunswick and you see it on the shelves, this is the one that you had last year. It was out for quite a bit of time, all last winter. I had about 10 cans of this stuff, the Abbey Double. I absolutely fell in love with it. It's not my typical go-to style of beer with the, you know, it's definitely malt forward. It's an Abbey Double with those tastes of dark plum and dark fruit and banana and allspice. But I don't know, I fell in love with it and just kept on drinking more and more of it. It's absolutely wonderful. It's very warming. It does have a high ABV of 7.2%. So, you know, you're not drinking five or six of these in one night. Definitely not. If you want to wake up the next day and have a head that can function somewhat. So let's see what we got here for aroma. Very nice. You're smelling those sweet notes in this one here. Much different than the Abbey single. Those banana aromas are really, really rising up through the glass. Very nice. I didn't experience it this way here last time I had it, so I'm really like taking my time with it this time here. So very, very fun. So let's take a drink and see what we've got here. Like they said, you know, it's the plum is there, like dark fruit. Very nice color as well, I should say. It's really mahogany-like. Absolutely wonderful. It's great. So you get, I find that there's the banana is less present in the taste and in the aroma. You're getting more notes of that Belgian spice, the yellow spice, and dark fruits. So very, very nice. It does linger a little bit, but it eventually dries off. Absolutely wonderful. Between this one here, I'd say my favorite thus far from what I've had before was the triple, but every time I have the double, it's got a sweet spot in my heart, and it's absolutely wonderful. I had it a bunch of times last year, and it was absolutely wonderful, wonderful. Now, from the recipe he did last year, Ian did change it a little bit, Ian, the brewer over at Grim Ross. He did some slight changes to it, so there it does taste a little bit different. I find it's a lot better this year. He tweaked it a little bit. I'm assuming he did. But anyways, very, very nice job with this one here. And very nice job with the entire four-pack. Like, Ian, you made a great job. So anyway, I'm very, very happy to be able to sample all of these. One thing I would like to see from this four-pack is having these cans available by singles. You know, it is fun for it to be in a four-pack. It's nice to have it 1 through 4. But you know, sometimes I just want to have like 3 singles or 2 singles, 1 double and 1 triple. The quad is we'll get to the quad after. And if you had it before, it's a powerful, powerful beer. It's a meal in a can. You know, it's not one that I would drink all that often. Not typically, because it's not a good beer. It's just not my style of go-to beer. But this double here is about as thick as I would go with the color and the aroma and the taste as far as Belgian style beers would go. I'm finding it super awkward when I'm drinking the beer and there's a big awkward silence in the podcast. And I when I listen to it afterwards, it drives me nuts that they're just no noise. It's not like you're in front of the camera and you can watch a video, but I know, but it'll be something I'll be getting used to as I move along in the podcasting adventure. And I'm really glad that you guys are all here along with me enjoying the ride. And you know, if you have any comments, you know, please let me know. And you know, I'd love to hear back from you guys, and I hope you guys join the Patreon. You know, it's not a big cost, and it goes very, very far. It's definitely not being used to buy beer. I use my own money for that, but I always need more equipment to get this the quality up to the maximum amount, the maximum quality that I can get it, deliver it to you guys, and get it out on the platforms that are available for you. You know, like getting it out on Spotify isn't free. I do have to pay a monthly fee, so you know, it's which I'm still working on right now. It's not out on Spotify yet. It'll be out as soon as I can get some donations or someone can sign up to my Patreon account. So, you know, if you like it, support it. I really, really, truly do appreciate it. I appreciate everybody listening to the podcast. You know, I do this definitely just for fun. It's kind of been taking it to a huge new level. Excuse me, I was just taking a drink. I never expected it to go this far here. So anyway, it's absolutely wonderful. So talking about adventures, I personally am going on a very, very big adventure very, very shortly, in about 2 weeks. I don't know if I've ever spoken about my work in the podcast or in the video reviews. I more than likely not. For the past 12 years, I have been working for my father. You know, this, I'm really opening up my heart with you guys here. It's a, you know, it's a trying time for me, and you know, I feel like I want to talk about it right now. So I've been working with my dad for the past 12 years, and you know, working with my dad and my mom, and if any of you out there are working with family members, you all know how difficult this can be. You know, it's not easy working with family. It can be sometimes difficult if you want to do certain things. You know, it's just, there's something about working with family that is very, very difficult to deal with. And, you know, it's been like that for the past 12 years. The plan was for me to take over the family business. For the past 12 years, it's always been like that. I've been working towards it, you know, putting in all kinds of extra hours, and you know, it's been great. It's taught me lots of stuff. My father has trained me to be, how could I put this? He molded me into a better person, definitely, with the coaching he's given me for the job that I am doing now. Definitely when I first started with him, I was not the person I am today. It did teach me a lot of values about all kinds of things, all kinds of aspects of life. So I'm very, very thankful for those 12 years. You guys must know where I'm going with the story. So I'll just take another drink of this Abbey Double here. Absolutely wonderful. So all this to say that I'm going to be leaving my job. So people that do know me, and you know, locally, they know me. They know that I've been a part of this company for a very long time. I have very many customers locally that know me and knew that I was taking over the business. And this is going to be definitely coming as a massive, massive surprise to them that I'm going to be leaving my job. But sorry about that. I'm carbonating. The beer is still carbonating inside of me. It's going to be a big, 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 massive change. And you know, it's the reason why I'm leaving is because the relationship I had with my parents, just, you know, it wasn't healthy. It, you know, when you're getting together for family events, and you know, you got work on your mind because you're working with both your parents, and it's, you know, it's not the reclining relationship that I wanted with my parents. It's life is very, very short, and I did not want to argue with them as much as I was with growing the business. I know that they are going to be retiring very, very soon. Well, very soon. It'd be a couple of years still. But I decided to pull myself out of the business, and you know, conserve my relationship with my parents. And you know, let's just, I really want to be just happy and have a great, great, great relationship with them. It's more important than taking over the business. And that's the decision I came to make. It took a lot of time and consideration to come up to this decision. So that's what it is. That's what's going on with my life. You know, if you guys have any experiences in working with your parents, I don't know if you've taken over the business. I'm getting all kinds of comments that I'm telling people what I'm doing, leaving the business, that it's not an easy thing to do. It is absolutely not. My parents are very taking it very, very hard. It's difficult. I am a big part of the business. You know, we've grown the company together. I've been, you know, I'm working with my dad 5 days a week, 60 hours a week. You know, I'm with him every day. My mom is there just as often as we all are. So it's definitely a big shock to the system. You know, doing it 60 hours a week, every week for the past 12 years. But I think it's going to be very, very helpful for our relationship. But yeah, if you guys have anything close to that type of experience, I don't know if you've taken over the business and you've things have gone very well for you working with your parents and doing that transition from taking over the family business, comment on it. Or if you've done the exact same thing as I have, you know, it's not easy with the family business. Very, very difficult. And we're just going to crack another beer open, the triple, and then we'll get to where I'm going next, which I'm very excited about. And it'll more than likely come to no surprise to most of you who know me locally. So let's move on to the Abbey Triple. Now I'm making a mess all over the place. Got to work on my can opening skills in front of the mic. I will pour it into the glass. Beautiful, 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 beautiful beer. This one here is really rigging high. We're starting into the big boy numbers here. This one here, triple, is coming in at 9% ABV. So definitely not a junior beer. So let's see this one here. The description they have in the box here. Inspired by the original Trappist triple beers of Belgium, Abbey Triple is as at home with a rich brie cheese as it is with a turkey dinner. Strong and golden, this beer is a complex marriage of pronounced spicy yeast, floral hops, with balancing bitterness and effervescence. Now, this description is so great. You know, floral notes, effervescent, spices. It's absolutely wonderful. Which makes this one here being my favorite of the four pack. You know, for a 9% beer, how they hid that 9% ABV in that beer, making it taste so light, and just the melt feel on this is absolutely amazing. It is beyond me. You know, it's, I don't know, it's absolutely wonderful. It's just about the exact same color as the single. It's straw, yellow straw in color. I'd say a little bit darker. It's more on the copper side on this one here, but definitely not your... By looking at it, you're not going to tell, you're not, no way to tell that it's a 9% ABV beer at all. So let's see what we've got here for aromas. You definitely get those spicy yeast aromas, Belgian style. Slight floral aromas on that as well. So let's see what we've got for a drink on this one here. Again, with that awkward silence when I'm taking a drink. It's absolutely horrible. It's driving me nuts. In the first podcast, I did erase just about all those awkward silences. This one here, we'll leave it in there. See how it goes. And let me know if you like those awkward silences. And I don't know. Me is driving me bananas right now. So again, this one here is very, really good. It's effervescent. It's light. I can't believe it's 9% ABV. I'm not getting over it at all. I can't understand how it can be that point right now. It's absolutely, it's well done. It's great. It's my favorite of the pack. You can feel the alcohol in your mouth, but it being so light and effervescent, it kind of hides it. But I've really allowed my mouth to know when there's alcohol in a beer and when there's none is by having a zero alcohol beer. When you've had, I've had one from Distillery Fizzua. Now, this beer looked like beer. It smelled like beer. It tasted like beer. But where you felt the difference was in the mouthfeel. There's no alcohol in there. So alcohol has a presence in the mouthfeel. You know, you're going to taste it. It's you're going to feel it, right? You don't taste it necessarily, but you feel a weight to it. Drinking a non-alcoholic beer, it's extremely light. It's gone. It's disappeared. This one here being a light colored beer is effervescent. It's wonderful. It's got some floral notes, spicy notes. You don't think it's 9% ABV, but it's got a somewhat of a thick, heavy mouthfeel to it, but it's really well hidden. It's well done. Absolutely wonderful. Great, great beer. So let's move on to where I'm going to be working next. So starting February 3rd, 2020, I'll be taking on a job as sales and marketing and event planning for a group of companies. A good friend of mine who is a very good business developer in Bathurst, New Brunswick, Mr. Michael Petrovici. I'll be joining his team as a sales and marketing and event planner for his companies. So he owns a few companies in town in Bathurst. If you're a local person, you know exactly who it is I'm talking about, and you know how much I fit in with this. So number one company is Caffeine Espresso Bar. I'm a big, massive fan of coffee. So I'm very, very, very happy to be a part of that team. And, you know, joining forces with the caffeine, I'm definitely going to be having some fun with that. And looking very much forward to it. He also owns Pita Pit, which is the best for a healthy, just a healthy alternative for like a good quick wrap, a quick lunch on the go. It's absolutely amazing. Very, very fun. I'm definitely excited to take an adventure on with that. He also owns the one and only O Bootlegger. So you will definitely be seeing me there a few more times than often. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to organizing events with Caffeine, with Bootlegger, growing the Pita Pit business in Bathurst. You know, it's a great adventure I'm going on. I cannot wait to start. I've got some great plans, which is why I'm saying there's going to be many, 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 many more tap takeovers and just promotions of local beer. And, you know, I'm really happy about that. It's a great adventure. You know, I've been a big supporter of O Bootlegger since their first opening. You know, it's a great spot, great bar, wonderful staff there. The owners are wonderful. Michael, coming from Romania, he's definitely not from around here. We are definitely lucky to have him in the Chaloar region. Very, very happy about that. He's done some great stuff. Like I said, he owns, you know, he created Bootlegger. He created Caffeine Espresso Bar, opened up Pita Pit. You know, it's wonderful to see this development in town. You know, it's great to see this happen. And of course, he wouldn't be getting all this done without the help of his wife, who I went to school with as well, who's a city councilor, Miss Catherine Lanteng, which is they're a pretty big a good duo team. Doing some great things in this town. So I'm really happy to be on board with their team. And I'm really looking forward to working with the staff at all these businesses and really taking it to the next level. So that's going to be my new adventure. And I'm really excited about it. I hope you guys will all follow me along in my new adventure. And I'll keep you up to date with all the new stuff that's going on. So I'm really excited about that. It's definitely a new chapter in life for me. Going from working with my parents to working for another employer. So I'm really happy with it. It's fun. You know, I wasn't sure if I was going to be sharing this with all of you guys today or not, but you know what? What the hell? I'm going to share it with you guys. I really want to get to know you guys. I really want to get personal. I don't want to hide anything from you guys, and you guys can get to know me just a little bit. And hopefully you guys will be listening to me very, very often. And we'll be talking about beer and all kinds of stuff that's going on in the beer industry. And, you know, we'll talk about my adventures and, you know, comment on the show. I really want to know what you guys are up to and what you guys are drinking, what your recommendations are. If you want to do beer trades, let's do it. If you want to donate to the show, that would be absolutely greatly appreciated. I can't get enough donations. So, you know, it'll go to equipment. It could go to contests for my listeners. It'd be wonderful. Wonderful. Appreciate it. So there goes another awkward silence. I think I'm going to be doing this just about every time I take a drink. I'm going to be talking about these awkward silences. And, you know, it'll just make them even more awkward. If you're a fan of awkwardness, I'm a massive, massive Office fan. So I hope there's other Office fans out there. I've watched the season all seasons, many, many, many times before. And it's a great show. If you like it, if you watched it, let me know. I want to hear in the comments. You know, I really want to see a lot of comments. So let's move on to the Abbey Quad. This one here is the strong one, 11%. Now, 11% is the highest you can go in the brewing. 11%. You can go to 11.5, 11.9, and whatnot. You can't go past 12. You can if you want. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. But when you're brewing beer, you got a brewer's license for a microbrewery. If you go above 12, you're moving up that tax bracket to a distillery if you're going above 12%. That's why you very, very rarely will see a beer with 12% alcohol. Now, with that said, some beers sitting at 11.9, I would comfortably say that they're more than likely above 12%. You know, it doesn't take very much to you can feel it anyway. You know, when you're drinking a beer that's above 12%, you know, you can get some barley wines that are very, very questionable in their ABVs. So let's crack this quad. This is a insane beer. 11%. It's crazy. The color in this one here is really nice too. Really nice to look at. Let's pour it into glass. I'm only having, you know, maybe an eighth of a glass, and I'm feeling pretty good right now. Trying not to do these shows with a beer buzz going, but you know, it's kind of hard. You are drinking beer. I am drinking beer, so who knows? We'll say some funny stuff near the end. It'll be for your entertainment. God knows what'll come out of my mouth. This one here, the Abbey Quad. It's a quadruple, often called Belgian Dark Strong Ale. No shit. Sitting at 11% ABV. It's rich and complex and best considered slowly and quietly in a glass as a meal of its own. Deep as a December evening, this crowning extra strong beer warms with elaborate Swedish plummy, toasty, figgy, and spicy notes. So very like the Abbey Double. So it's kind of like a Abbey Double's bigger brother. I would more than likely call it. And yeah, definitely this one here would be a meal of its own. I would much rather be enjoying this on my own next to a fire. I do enjoy sipping it here with you guys for the podcast. But yeah, definitely a beer that you, after a long day's work, you come home, grab a quad, sit down. So much better than a glass of wine. Relax and just wash away the entire day off your shoulders and just relax, shut it off. It's a great feeling. And you know, this for me in the beer world, a quad is the equivalent of a great scotch. You get home, it's been a long day, sit down by the fire and relax. So definitely those aromas are coming through. It's a little bit sweeter than the triple. It's going to be a long, long, long awkward silence here. Very nice aroma. You're getting those plum notes. So altogether, it's what you expect. You know, with that 11%, you know, you're going to taste that alcohol. It's very malt forward. It's very, that Belgian yeast is really coming through big time. So let's take a drink and see what's going on here. Now, 11%, you're going to feel some heat, and you're definitely feeling the heat with this one here. And the mouthfeel, it's the liquid is so thick. It's so different from, maybe what I should have done was go from the quad to the single. Because there's such a difference in the mouthfeel. The liquid is thicker. It's you're feeling the alcohol. It's really fun. It's a great four-pack to go through, to work through. You know, it's definitely awesome. This one here is really bringing in, but being a quad, it's smooth. It's plummy. It's dark fruits. It goes down very well, but then again, it's very much a sipping beer. You know, take your time with this one here. Very, very slow. And don't drink it too fast. It is 11%. Share it with a friend if you're nice. I am not that nice when it comes to beer. Very rarely will I share a beer. I like to save it all for myself. Then again, that might be just the alcoholic inside of my system, which was born and bred in me, of course. But absolutely a wonderful beer. The boys from Grimross, the folks from Grimross, they're making some great beer. I've definitely been a fan of their beer for the, you know, it's been a long time. I've been a fan. Their Cheval d'Or, the farmhouse ale, is definitely a local favorite here in Bathurst. It's going off very, very well. They're making some great beers. They got some amazing one-off series. And their Ivy Double, I've fallen in love with that one there last year. So this one, this year here, it's even better this year. So very happy to see it again in on the shelves in the four pack. But again, I would love to see these as singles on the shelf. I do believe that they would do very well. You know, because they are great beers. I would love to have them as singles, and you know, pick and choose which one I want to take home. But nevertheless, I'm really happy to have them here. It's absolutely wonderful, wonderful stuff. So to finish off the show, I want to talk about a pet peeve of mine. It's one of my pet peeves in breweries and bars. Well, brewery tap rooms, I should say. And, you know, I'm sure if whoever's listening, still listening at this point, because we're at the 40-minute mark, and, you know, this podcast here, it's not like the beer reviews I'm doing, you know, we're talking about great stuff, we're talking about bad stuff, so I'm going to be really selling my soul to the podcast, and not holding back on anything that I say. Now, one of my pet peeves, and I it's just because I seen this at a brewery not that long ago, and I just thought, you know, I got to talk about this in my podcast and just share my views. See if anybody else out there is sharing my pet peeve. Seeing how it, you know, it's to me, it feels like it's a unique pet peeve because everybody seems to be liking this shit. So, all right. So the pet peeve of mine is big screen TVs and projector screens in breweries and bars. It absolutely drives me nuts. I can't stand having them. I hate it. I don't watch sports. I never have. But I know the business concept of, you know, having sports on TV will bring customers to your bar. you know, but, you know, not being a sport fan, or whatever else you have on your TV, or whatever it is that you have on your TV, I can't stand going to a bar. You're talking with somebody, but they're looking over your shoulder to get to watch the TV. That is the equivalent of being on your phone to me. So why would you want that in a brewery? You go there for the beer. You go there for the social encounters. You go there to talk with your friends. You go there to spend some time and unwind and not be locked on a fucking TV. You know, it drives me nuts that, you know, so much is being, and it costs an insane amount of money to have Sportsnet in a bar. It's ridiculous. To me, TVs should not be in any brewery tap room. You know, that's my opinion on it. Even if I would watch sports, I wouldn't want them in there. Because if, you know, whatever I watch on TV right now, if I'm watching The Office, I wouldn't want to go into a bar and have The Office playing because I wouldn't talk to nobody. I would just sit there and watch TV. So what's the fucking difference of being at home or at the bar? There's no difference at all. There's no use for me to be going there and, you know, I can buy the beer at the store. Go there to, you know, unwind and just have a different atmosphere. I hate having TVs in bars. I hate seeing TVs in brewery tap rooms. You know, I wish it wouldn't be there, but for some reason it is there. And, you know, that's my massive, massive, massive pet peeve. I hate seeing that. I hate having people just looking over my shoulder and just watching the TV. It just drives me bananas. So let me know what you think about that pet peeve. And, if it is the same for you, if you like TVs in breweries or bars, you know, obviously you've heard from me. It drives me nuts. It's stupid. It shouldn't be there. So let me know your thoughts on that. So I've asked a lot of comments in the show. sorry about that. And, you know, I just please let me know. Send me some messages. Send me emails. I really looking forward to hearing from every one of you, good or bad. Send me a message. I'm really looking forward to interacting with you guys. So on that note, I'm going to finish up my quad. And we'll see you on the next podcast. Cheers. Next time.